The Obama administration could offer Alaska Natives new opportunities in government and business. That's according to presidents of the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Sea Alaska Corporation. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
AFN President Julie Kitka says Native groups are well organized and focused on their goals. Speaking at a forum of Native leaders in Juneau, she said that could help with opportunities offered by the changing economic climate as well as the new administration.
I think that we're on the brink of a major leap in our relationship with the federal government. And if you remember when we went in the whole mode of self-determination, and that was in about 1975, U.S. policy changed from assimilation to self-determination. I think we're on the edge of a whole new brink in this relationship, a whole step up from the self-determination model, and economic self-determination is going to have to be the key to that.
Kitka and Sea Alaska President Chris McNeil say the Obama administration has included a significant number of Native voices in its transition and agency teams. McNeil says plans for a White House-level advisor on tribal issues represents a welcome change.
I think it's a pivotal strategic appointment for all of Native America, including Alaska Natives, because this will be the policy pivot in the White House, and it will have an impact on not only what the policies are, but how they're implemented in the agencies.
He says efforts have been ongoing to include Native corporations and tribal groups in stimulus package formulas. Kitka says AFN and other groups hope to improve relations with federal agencies.
With the Obama administration, one of the first things that we need to be working with National Congress of American Indians is a new restatement of the government-to-government relationship between the federal government and Native people. And we need to use the positive momentum we have in this new administration for change, and recognizing our capacity is we need to move that up a notch, and I think this is the time to do it.
Kitka and McNeil spoke at the February 11th Native Issues Forum at the capital city's Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.